For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Still on a high. I like that. Still on a high from the summit.
Yep.
Cheech and Chong, baby. They stayed high. Yeah. Fun time last night at Fremont Bank.
Man.
Before I even forget, let me thank Jared and MC for their hospitality before the event.
Yeah.
They, great listeners.
No doubt, man.
Great audience. And a lot of fun.
Saw baby chairs. We made baby chairs.
Let me tell you something.
Beautiful young lady.
That's a well-behaved young lady.
Oh, she was on best behavior.
I don't think I heard a peep out of her.
She was great.
Yeah.
She was great. But the story of the day for me at the summit, along with everybody that was MVP, meeting the Gidding family. Yeah, mom and pops, we're stronger now. The relationship, when you meet parents, the relationship is stronger.
So,
they're awesome.
I think we've met.
I wanted to leave
the three
with
of
them.
Us have, Evan, have you ever met my mom? Have you ever met my mom?
Not in person.
That's the only one that he hasn't met my mom. Other than that, we all know each other. We're tight.
Yeah.
We're tight.
I'm Facebook friends with your mom, though.
Yeah. Well, she's Facebook.
All we got to do is what the Niners did last Saturday. Kyle's house. Have that party. Yeah, that get down. Yeah. Dude, we got a game tonight.
Yes, we do. It's football season, ladies and gentlemen.
Set your lineups.
All right. I got to do something. I got to play this sound from last night. I hate doing it because it's me. But I trust me, I've got an ulterior motive, and it's gonna be kind of fun.
Yeah.
So last night we were at the summit, and for the life of me, I just can't figure out what the 49ers' success in the 80s and 90s means today.
That's funny.
It's been 30 years since the 49ers won a Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh.
And we're still talking about Montana and Young and Rice, and those are great memories.
Yeah.
They're great. You got them in your back pocket. But they don't mean anything right now, I don't feel like. So just take a listen, and then
I watched it back. Go ahead.
I got a question for 49er fans after this one.
What in the hell does the 1994 Super Bowl win have to do with now?
Nothing, Stymie!
Thank you! Who's my man?
Wait a minute.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to the psyche and the emotions
of
the fans.
Yeah, how do you mean
half
that?
Of the fans weren't even alive at that point.
But the ones that were.
Like,
talk to the Boston, ones that were alive.
The Boston Celtics were like, oh, man, we're still getting over that 87 loss to the Lakers. I mean, what are we doing?
No, but Boston Celtics fans and Lakers, every time one of them gets to the finals, they're sitting there with their little tote board.
Let me help you all out.
17. So, no, Stiney,
1994 is irrelevant.
No, it is to you. It is to you.
Of course.
Because
you're not a fan.
Because you're not a fan.
How does it impact what happens on the field?
Stiney, let me tell you.
It doesn't impact what happens.
Thank you.
It impacts the fans.
Well, I don't care about you all.
That's where you lost.
You guys
that's where you took the L, Steiner.
You mean nothing. None of you.
Boy.
All right, Shtick was in high.
Yeah. That hurt the 10-2 show, I believe.
What do you mean?
That hurt us, Steiner. when you said you dim set it and grabbed you by the neck without doing it. It's about the fans, and you just
Art,
I can't
listen,
use the word on
I can't
them.
Speak for the I can't speak for the Morning Roast listeners.
Yeah.
I know there's a ton of overlap. I can't
I'm
speak
a
for
roaster.
Willard and Dibs.
Yeah.
Our listeners know what I'm trying
okay.
to do.
All right.
And they get it. But here we go.
Take another crack at it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Niner fans.
Oh, here comes the voice.
Okay, you won a Super Bowl. It's been 30 years. You'll die for one. You'll do this. You'll do that. Anything for a Super Bowl. All right. Let me ask you this. What would you give up for a Super Bowl if you're a hardcore Niner fan? What would you give up?
What do you mean? Like in life?
Could be in life.
Oh, my goodness.
For example,
where'd
hey, Niner fans, would you give back two of the Golden State Warriors' four titles to win a Super Bowl? Would you give back two?
That's too steep. I would give back one.
Nope. Got to give up two. You got to give up the two Durant ones. Durant never came.
But then it's, you're giving up a dynasty.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Now,
so how bad you want
wow.
it?
You wow, you're going to have to, wow. What deranged mind came up with this?
Nitty again.
Oh, wow. Dude, two. I think that's.
Let me ask you this. You're a Cowboy fan.
All
they
right.
haven't won in 30 years either,
yeah,
right? About
95.
Okay. Would you give up drinking for a year, Goo?
I'm being real, Steiny. I'm telling you, I would. If I knew, in my adolescence, they have not won. I have not, as a grown-ass man with kids, the Cowboys haven't even come close. And my days, Steiny, we don't know how long we have on this great earth. I do wonder if I'm going to see one. And am I going to enjoy it as a 50-year-old OG? You know what I mean? Last time they were getting them, I was young, dumb. Oh, they keep coming, 3 and 4. But, Steiny, I would give up a year of drinking, and I would go on to Snoop Dogg hard because I'm done with that. But I would go back to that. Steiny, I yearn for that day that I'm telling you, I would do that. And you're looking at me like, you drunk? You can't do it.
Well, that's not the same answer you gave a half hour ago.
But I thought about
okay.
it. Yeah, I thought about it.
Okay.
I would. And you know what? It would be easy. Now, what if you
no,
have somebody,
wouldn't.
You got to give up meat for
easy.
A year. You got to give up meat. That's scarier than the drink.
Would you?
I would do that. I'm being real. I think you know who I am at the core. I'm a fan. And that's why yesterday when you said, what does it mean on the field? It doesn't. But what a fan, what a fan means, Steiny, it's love. You've been in love. You've had your heart broken. What little heart you have left. You've had it broken. That's what losses in the Super Bowl mean to fans. They can't let it go. And for the ones that haven't had that heartbreak, they're looking around like, damn, okay, the Patriots, the Chiefs, when are we going to get ours? So I would give up alcohol for a year, and I would give up meat. And I've been thinking about giving up meat anyway.
Well, no, and this is what I'm talking SS 49ers 87. No,
yeah.
I give up listening to Steiny. For a Super Bowl. That's funny, but you
but
got
boy,
no.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
something real.
What kind of sacrifice would you make? What kind of sacrifice would you make if it means that much to you? That's all I'm asking.
What if I told you this is easy? You could watch documentaries for a whole year. Would you do that?
Let's try to use something that I care about. Let's say
Well, I thought you cared about that. The Docs.
Oh no, I care about the Docs, but who's my team? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, be the Warriors.
No.
Oh,
I couldn't do it.
Evan, you can't golf for a year.
No chance.
See?
But I'm different.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm different.
You're what? Steiny, I think you're missing out. Like.
On what?
Just that roller coaster of fandom. And when you text us about how do you guys do this during the NBA playoffs last year, because you're rooting for your guy, Finchy. Steiny is real. Like, that's my drug. I would be in gangs. I would be in jail or prison. My life would be different if I were not a fan. It's helped me. It's helped me with relationships.
How?
Steiny kept my ass out the streets. All my other friends were doing things that you know don't want to write home about. But it was always there. And it was safe. It was fun.
First of all, I have been a fan in my life.
You have.
And I've lived on the edge with the ups and downs. And at some point, I decided I just can't invest this much time in
when
I became a grown-up.
Okay. Well, boy, you pissed.
When I became a grown-up. No, I mean, for me, you know, early 90s, mid-90s, when the Celtics dynasty was over and Bird left.
I think that hurt you, Stoney. I'm being real. I think Bird being done cut you because you were into him so much. And it's why you always, just listen to me now, I'm psychoanalyzing you. And I'm not saying you're wrong. It's why you're like, boy, when Curry's done, there's not going to be another year. Mm-hmm. And there's something to that. Mm-hmm. But I think Bird on his back at the end and how it ended cut you. And you didn't want to love again. No, Evan's looking at me like, dude, you might be onto something.
Yeah, no. This is where I'm different.
Think about it later tonight.
I'll think about it right now. This is where I guess I'm different. I'm grateful for the 10, 11 years he played. 12 or 13, let's say.
But the way it ended didn't...
Nah. I mean, yeah.
Kind of left you alone. Like, who's my new guy? Who am I going to root for?
Nobody.
Could have been Lynn Bias, but that,
that's
we saw what
that's
happened
the other
there.
Thing. I mean, Bird is Bird. And Curry's Curry. There are so many fans out there that will not have a favorite player ever again like Steph Curry. Like people,
until that person comes along, like, and he might not.
I guess I'm ashamed to admit it, but after Bird, wasn't as big of a Celtics fan. I just wasn't. I wasn't.
Mm.
And so,
people saying I might be onto something.
I don't want to go down this road.
I got you. You know, what would you give up?
That could happen for the Warriors. Yeah,
I'd easily give up sex. That's not hard to do. I was doing your boy. But yeah, Steiny,
for a
I
year?
Would do it. I, please.
Don't talk about that.
That's a hot streak for me.
I mean, hey, yeah, let's not talk about that. But that's a phenomenal question.
No,
yeah.
But we, you know, I am curious about this. The fans who were around for the five Super Bowls, and even the ones who were a little late to the party. I think what Bonte and Chasky said, they were about 10 or 12 when that happened.
And it hurt them.
Why? They won their last Super Bowl in 94, right?
Well, I was talking about the last three.
Okay.
Even though they were old enough to at least have those five under their belt.
Yeah. So 49er fans, I got two things.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks. One is, what would you really, truly give up if the 49ers were to win a Super Bowl? And then two, if somebody can explain to me the link between the five titles in the 80s and 90s to today and how it's relevant to you, that's kind of what I want to get to today. I mean, like...
Steiny, isn't there a standard? The 5-0 was a standard. And it's not greed. It was based on pride. When we play on the biggest stage, when we do get that opportunity, we are kicking people's ass. I mean, I know the Cincinnati games were relatively close, but you know what I mean? That's what it stems from. And all of a sudden, Steiny, decade to decade, they've lost three in a row in fashion that'll break your heart, that you might not get over. And what if, just real quick here, what if the Niners go 10 years without getting back? Those lasting memories of last year's Super Bowl don't go away. They grow and they hurt more. I feel like I'm at a therapist session right now. Like, and I understand it, but I'm trying to get you to kind of understand these things don't come around as often as you think.
I don't think they come around. I would never, that's the thing. I never expect them to come around. Like, the one thing I was thinking about, I was trying to remember me growing up as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, or even let's go Celtics, because they were great in the 80s. I don't think, I don't want to put this, I don't think I ever went into one season as a fan of the Boston Celtics and said, we're going to win it this year. We're going to win it.
How about we got a chance?
Of course. We always had a chance. But I knew there was the Lakers.
Well,
and I knew there was Philadelphia. And I knew the Bucks were pretty good at that point. So that's the one thing. I do feel like there's a segment. I don't want to paint with a broad brush. But there is a segment of 49er fans that expect it. And I'm,
yes.
But I don't think I've ever expected anything as a sports fan growing up. Even when I had teams that I loved, you knew they were good, or you hoped they were good. Sometimes you knew they were good, and then sometimes they came through for you. Sometimes they didn't. But I never felt like it was a fait accompli.
We
were going to do
I'm thinking about Giant fans right now. 10, 12, and 14, I never once looked at them like I look at the Dodgers or Yankees in regard to, you know, the payroll and the talent, you know, what those teams are now, the Padres. So I don't think the Giants have ever felt that, but yet they got three. But the Warriors, when we were doing pre and post bloop during the Durant era, Steiny, we were like, wake me up in the finals. They were that good.
Right. And I think they're the exception. Those Warriors teams were the exception.
Now, what about, and we got Steve Weiss from the NFL Network joining us at 11, can't wait. But Steiny, what about when you just, everywhere you look, this Niner roster for a good 4 or 5 years, people have pointed out and said, they're the best roster in the NFL. Well, the fans want something for that. Not, hey, we got the NFC Championship game, we'll barbecue. That's cool. But Steiny, at some point, you're not going to have the best roster. You're going to lose because of money, and you can't pay everybody. I think we're in the third and fourth quarter of this being the best roster. So I'm not mad, and what we heard yesterday from the fans at the summit at Fremont Bank is it's getting late in the game. And what? Now you got Mahomes.
You know
if
what?
You're
okay.
Right about
he's
so great.
Let me play devil's advocate.
We might be in trouble.
Why?
Because Mahomes
I thought you discovered a franchise quarterback in the last year or two.
I told you he's on a good ride. I told you this year, and we both agreed, it was important.
Sure.
But he is no Mahomes.
But my point is I get the feeling that a lot of 49er fans are into Brock Purdy. They think he's the real deal, and I understand why they would think that.
Oh.
And so if you think, I heard Willard say the same thing. If you think Brock Purdy's the real deal, then we're not in the fourth quarter. In fact, we're just getting started.
Mm.
I think it's very possible for the 49ers to...
But that's a whole different conversation. Not saying Willard's wrong, but Steiny, what walking human being or American right now would say, and this no shade at Brock, who's about to reset the market, I believe, I got more confidence in him than Mahomes. I got more confidence in him than Josh Allen.
Well, I don't look at it like that. I look at it like Kyle Shanahan came here, okay? And he tried Beathard, and he tried Mullins, and then they traded for Garoppolo, and they ran Garoppolo out there,
Trey Lance.
And he was pretty good. And then Kyle Shanahan said, I'm going to move up in the draft to get this Trey Lance guy, and Trey Lance isn't the guy. And they go back to Garoppolo, and then Garoppolo gets hurt. Now they go to this guy Brock Purdy, and in a year and a half, Brock Purdy is terrific.
Yes.
So think about this. I mean, why is it now or never if Kyle Shanahan has finally found his quarterback in years 6, 7, and 8.
Gotcha.
So he's found him. So now we got Brock Purdy. We found our quarterback. All right. So I don't understand why, you know, we talk about windows closing or
what
now
about
or
if
never.
The D takes a step back?
What
the
do you
defense.
Mean? It's possible.
And now you got to score 40 again.
That's why I don't expect Super Bowls. Mm. I root for them, and I want them to win if they're my team. But I think there's an expectation sometimes that's tough. Let's go to Rocky. Rocky in Concord. What would you give up,
Andrea.
Rocky?
I would probably give up fishing for a whole year.
Wow.
Really?
Fishing? But, hey, you don't fish now, so that's not a sacrifice, is it?
No, I fish about 5, 6 days a week.
Oh my goodness.
So get fishing is your golf, basically, to like it is to me.
Absolutely. As soon as I get off of work, I go straight to the fishing spot.
Oh, nice.
Hey, real quick, when we fished, it was striped bass. What do you fish for?
I still fish for striper and bass.
There you go, baby.
Let me ask you, where do you go?
Well, what it is I live out here in Concord in my trailer at my job site, and right next door is a nice fishing spot. So I ain't got nothing to do when I get off of work. My family lives 5 hours away.
Wow. So that's a big that's a big sacrifice. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Rocky. See, I would not there's no doubt. I'm not a big fan. Or as big a fan, I would not give up golf for a year.
Forget that. Have you ever in your life put bait on a hook?
Yes. I put a worm on.
Okay, look at my worms on. It's tiny.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, okay.
I like fishing.
Get your hands dirty.
I like fishing. For example, would you give up a Giants World Series?
Playoffs?
They got 3 and 5. I would do that.
What about 2?
No, that's too much.
Why? You just give up 10 and 12. You win in 14. We still have that. You still allow the Giants to win that one title since moving west, and now the Niners can finally get one.
You know what? I'm not trying to outsmart this thought because it's fascinating, but it's not like, you know, the Niners are the Indianapolis Colts and they've never gone. They've been there 3 times and had leads in these games. Steiny, come on, man. The lights went out. Remember that? And they came storming back. Like, I feel like they've been in their own way.
707 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. It's year 3, Steiny. Purdy might even be better this year. Huh? Absolutely.
Nobody's telling
Absolutely.
Them. Taking that off the table.
So,
but what if that's not good enough because things around you, like the defense, they take a step back. Like, I am concerned.
I know you are.
This D-line.
I know you are.
I am this defensive line.
I can't believe. Actually, you know what? I didn't tell you. I can't. Well, let's quick take off. Let's take Mark.
Mark.
Let's take Mark on 680. What's up, Mark? How you doing, man?
Hey, great. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
Goo, normally you bring all sorts of great stuff, but you missed the mark yesterday, dude. I know exactly what you would give up for a Niners championship ring. You would give up Shanahan, dude, and that breaks my heart.
Wow.
I think I would.
Where's your loyalties at, man? Is it with the people or is it with the ring? Come on, man. You got to do better, buddy.
Now break that down a little. Give me a little bit more about that. Like, I've given Kyle his credit. I've talked about his creativity. He don't need me to even, you know, bang that drum. But I feel like he's been in his own way.
Not to bring up yesterday stuff, but here we go. Okay, so all the dynasties that have happened throughout all the years, are you going to say that there was no great players on the other teams and that everybody else should have been thrown aside? You know, they poke fun at Barkley for not having a ring. Are you telling me that that team would have been better if they dumped Barkley because he wasn't getting them rings?
Not at all. Not at all.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all do a great show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
It's time to get help me out. What was Mark? What was he trying to drive home? Like, I'm not being unfair to Kyle. I'm going to call a spade a spade. I thought 2019, Steiny, he puckered up. He threw the ball and let Chris Jones disrupt their whole offense when the Chiefs could not stop the Niners on the ground. Am I wrong for holding on to, you know what? That was your best chance. Like, am I wrong for that?
I think they have just. I think they have every bit as much of a chance this year as they did last year.
In and fact, I'm not a guy that in the fact, Barkley component of that call, Stein. Hell no. Barkley was a badass. So was Stockton and Malone. Come on now.
If here's I'm just asking you how much it does mean. How much would a 49ers title mean to you? And what would you sacrifice for that? And then again, I absolutely do want to get into the past. And what the past, if anything, has to do with the present as a fan. As a fan. I'm yearning to find out what titles 30 years ago mean to the people who are the fans of the 49ers now. I'm looking for some kind of connection. Mm. All right, this is what we got today. Steve Wyche, NFL Network's chief national reporter. He is in Kansas City, I believe, for tonight's Kansas City-Baltimore game. We love Steve. And then at 1 o'clock, Anthony Becht. He's the new Jets radio color commentator. He was an NFL tight end for more than a decade. We'll talk some Jets at 1 o'clock. 888-957-9570. I'm asking you to help me connect the dots. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. You ready? I love it on me.
How would you mean you're not done? You are done.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You ever hear yourself and wonder, like, is that me? Down 56!
Well, I remember. Oh my.
That was the Warrior.
I remember when I was a youngster.
Toronto's nothing!
We would have the old-fashioned tape recorders.
Oh, man.
Where you had to push play and record at
bad
the same
batteries,
time.
Batteries, right.
And then you'd tape something and you'd be like, I don't sound like that, do I? Yes, you do. Dude, Chris Paul II.
There was an exactly early interview you of you in the 90s when you just came here, Steiny, and you had that East Coast twang. It didn't even sound like the Steiny I know and met.
I know the one you're talking about.
Dude, we got to get that audio. You were drawing out your word. It was like, that's not Steiny.
Is this the one I did from the kitchen?
Yes, sir.
When I had my first daughter, I brought her out at the end of the podcast.
Dude,
she's
26
now.
Wow.
Seriously.
Think about that.
And she's a newborn, pretty much.
And you got all your hair, buddy. Man, you're looking good.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah.
The dudes from Happy Hour Podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on, I'm just flooding the market with that. Mm-hmm. They want you. Shout out City Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, he hooked that up.
Appearance fee?
A little drink.
Come on.
Something in the red cup. Just $1.
Summit was a lot of fun yesterday.
Boy.
If you didn't hear it, you can always get a sense of what it was. This is Willard holding court.
Will.
This is what I mean, why the window's not closing.
Are you 100% sold on Brock Purdy as your franchise quarterback? Who says yes? Who says no? Okay.
Wow. That's and about 99-1.
Two of you put your hands up and didn't make any noise. That's cowardly. You got to make some noise.
There was nobody there that didn't think he was a franchise quarterback.
And I'm not here to tell you that's
exactly
wrong.
Ain't no window shutting when you've just found your franchise quarterback.
But see, this is what
that's
makes
hope.
Me want a radio.
That's
well
hope,
you.
Baby.
Because I don't tell you sometimes you have a provocative thought and I'll leave here thinking like, damn, Steiny might have been onto something.
Mm-hmm.
You told me yesterday it was okay for them to lose. You didn't say it like that.
I never say that.
Because Mahomes, you went name recognition.
Yeah.
Purdy and Mahomes.
Yeah.
So I don't ever want to feel like I'm not in the game because of the last name on the jersey.
Well, the minute they pay him 50, it doesn't matter anymore.
But I think we're already there. He took him to the NFC Championship, got knocked out of that game, and then came back with a brand new arm, elbow, and had him. They had their ass. Let him off the hook.
But I again.
Like, I think he's ready.
Who?
But Purdy can.
Well, then why are we worried about
Oh,
do or die.
The other
this
factor, because you might lose Debo, you might lose Ayuk. You're gonna remember. You said it. You get the finances,
but they have their quarterback, the most important position in sports.
Okay, real quick here.
And Kyle's never
the
had
Bills
one.
Bills have had their quarterback. Guess right. what, Stoney? For whatever reason, they haven't won.
What
Dak
is it,
Prescott.
What does it ensure?
They have their quarterback or had it for 8 years.
But Josh Allen's been to the playoffs. How many years out of how many years?
We're talking about winning the bling,
Well,
Stoney.
You got to get to the playoffs first.
Josh Allen and Dak haven't, and Lamar haven't even got to the Super Bowl.
You have to get to the playoffs before you get to the Super Bowl, and if you have one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, chances are you're going to make the playoffs.
Unless your name is or your team is coached by Kyle Shanahan, the great.
What do you mean?
Who's taken the likes of Jimmy Garoppolo
right.
and Brock Purdy as a youngster to that stage.
So all the better if you think you finally have the best quarterback that Kyle Shanahan's been able to coach since
so
he's been here.
So you won't put Purdy in the category I'm trying to sell to you until they break him off that change. Then you think things change in regard to now you got to go do it, kid.
No, to me it's not that hard. So Brock Purdy's a seventh round pick. He's not expected to play. He's thrust into the lineup, and now a year and a half later, we're like, wow, this guy's good quarterback. Well, he's still incredibly young.
Yes, no doubt.
Okay, so he didn't win a Super Bowl at 23. He got beat by one of the masters at the game. The team lost to all that stuff. It's not Purdy's fault, but he was a 23-year-old quarterback who got beat by one of the greats. Okay, how good is he? He's so good, we feel, we're going to make him our franchise quarterback. We're going to pay him big quarterback money.
Right.
Okay, so to me, if you make that decision to pay Purdy, then you believe you have one of the quarterbacks in the NFL capable of getting his team to the playoffs year in and year out, and then trying to make a run each and every year. I mean, you have... Think like you do. You have your Justin Herbert. Do you have your Jordan Love? Even though he hasn't done anything.
I believe they do.
Okay. Well, then the future should be hella bright.
Yeah.
Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo
Mike?
AT&T.
Stoney, what you know about hella bright?
Wow. I'm from Oakland, man. What's it to you?
The town now. Okay. Town business Stiney. I love it.
Yeah, nah.
Hey, no.
Give it to
okay.
me.
Okay. Give me a one. Nah, but you gotta feel it, Stiney. You gotta go back into your inner bait, your inner 13-year-old, your inner 17-year-old when you was admiring Larry Bird, man. Like people, but it's some people's identity. Don't Guru got a friend named 49 and Frankie?
Yes.
Come on, bro. People identify themselves with their football team. And you know what it is, Sonny? It's nothing like going out of state and repping your team, man. Mm. When you rep your team out of state, I'm not talking Vegas. I'm talking Bonte was in the trenches last week, all in Philadelphia. They knew what was up. They knew what they like. When you wear your jersey in a place like that, you wear your hat. You know what you're doing. You signifying a funk in a sports way. So it turned up, man. So people get juiced and they want the Niners to pull through so much and so bad. When I give up that 73 win season. But if it's something that I really, really cared about, if I really, really cared about something, I would probably say, man, I'm not finna give them none of my sports memories, man, good or bad. The Niners just gotta win it, man.
Here's the
they
question.
Just gotta win it.
Philmo, would you give up the Wash Your Back podcast for a Super Bowl?
Hell yeah, because I'm going to wash my back regardless every day.
I love it, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah. I will never get over. I'm being real. Let's just say they walk me out of here today and we're done. Mm-hmm. Well, me, you stay.
I'm out.
I will never get over that video of Shasky and Bonte walking into Philly with their Niner gear on and the other Niner fans that were with them, Stoney. It was gang warfare. It was like what I deem Pelican Bay. Have you ever seen Oz that used to air on HBO? Okay. It was like
have
that.
Have you ever been to Pelican Bay?
No.
I have.
What?
It's not Like Pelican Bay. I've been to Pelican Bay.
Why?
Because I had a relationship with somebody who had clients there. Let's just put it that way. I've been to Pelican Bay.
What'd you see?
It's, you know, you ever get outside of prison? It's just kind of weird. Like, it's scary.
Hello?
Yeah. What are you squinting at?
You made it sound like it was a conjugal visit. What are you talking about?
No, I had a lawyer friend who had a client there.
And you went with him?
Yeah, her.
Okay, and to do what?
Hang out. See the prison? See the prison?
I'm not laughing.
Hey, you know what? I do want to address this, because this guy's right, or woman, 707. Steiny, why are you bringing up Herbert and Love? They haven't done a fraction of what Brock has.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my... I'm going to use some other names then, because I think you're right. Why would this be the do-or-die season when all indications are you have your Lamar Jackson, you have your Josh Allen, you have your Joe Burrow, and you have your, let's say, well, I'll leave Stafford out of there because he won.
Say Goff.
Goff.
Now, you just, like, you hit it on the head.
All those teams are good every year.
But none of them have won.
Right, but they get there.
Oh, okay, but see, Steiny, that's what this is about. The fundamentally difference of this conversation is just getting there is becoming old hat. I'm not saying Niner fan doesn't want to get there, but no, Steiny, it's about, come on,
but you
I got to lose my virginity.
No, Goo, what I'm saying is,
oh, boy,
Lamar Jackson, okay, he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Right.
But he ensures that the Baltimore Ravens are going to be good every year.
But will you give me this?
So that's
right
the
now,
first
the questions
step.
Are being asked about Lamar and this regime.
That's fine.
Are they ever going to do it?
Well, there's
and the
there's
Niners
only
have been
like
closer
four
than
winning
those teams.
That's right. But I think you're missing my point. My point is, I'm not saying you sign Purdy, you're going to win a Super Bowl. I'm saying if you have found your franchise quarterback, that means you are going to be good for a while. And if you are good for a while, it means you'll have a chance year in and year out, just like the Niners have the last 5 years. So I just want somebody to explain to me how if Purdy is the man, if he is the man, all want to win a Super Bowl. But why, somebody tell me why this would be the do or die year, the make or break year, the we have to get it done this year or else, when you have just found a 23-year-old quarterback that you feel is in the same conversation as an Allen, as a Burrow, as a Jackson, as a Stafford or Goff, four or five guys who have now played on teams that are perennial playoff teams year in and year out. Like, I would think that if you make that commitment to Purdy and he's like these guys, pencil in 10 wins a year. Pencil in 10 wins a year. Yeah. And sometimes maybe it'll be 14 one year.
But, so, the whole thing is about a parade. And
I get that, too. But you don't just get a Super Bowl. What I'm saying is, I see a pathway with Brock Purdy that the 49ers can stay relevant and continue knocking on the door till 2030 with Brock Purdy, if he is one of these guys. And then we got John Lynch, who's built a pretty good team over the last 7 or 8 years. I'm just asking 49er fans kind of why this has to be the year when you do have one of the youngest quarterbacks and one of the brightest young quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, let me just take a stab at it. Would you give me this? We know Brock is about to get paid, rightfully so. Steiny, when they ink that deal, would you look at me and say, Guru, you're not crazy to assume money might be a little tight now.
No doubt.
Trent Williams probably has 2 to 3 years left. And you want to win it with this current roster because they've been here for a while. So that's why I'm not sitting here telling you it's do or die. I'm not that dumb. But the bottom line is I know there is a file, not on Kyle, just on this team, if they're going to cash in their greatness. And I don't think there's outside of the Buffalo Bills, another team in recent memory that's gotten this close to the game and then to the NFC Championship game. That's all.
See, this is from Arn 707, and this is the kind of fan I am. The window's not closing. They've already shown that they can get to the Super Bowl with a different group of players.
All right.
Okay, so they've been to two Super Bowls in 5 years, yep. And now what they know is they don't, like, nobody talked about Brock Purdy this training camp. There aren't concerns, for the most part, about Brock Purdy. I think most 49er fans, from what they've seen the last 20, 25 games, or the last year and a half, they think he is damn good. And I've said this all along, you know, when he goes from 1 million to 40 or 50 or whatever it is, that's going to change things. But hasn't this regime shown that they can build a team? And what I'm getting at is they built teams that have been successful without having a franchise quarterback. And now they have one, it looks like. So I would think that the future looks extremely bright for the Niners, for a team that, you know what, they're going to be pretty good for a while,
yeah,
if Purdy's the real deal.
Yeah. And I'll take him out of this just for the simple fact that, hey, whatever you want to deem franchise quarterbacks, Donnie, you can do that. But the bottom line is, what I do know, since 2019, different quarterback, different players, different running back, same head coach, different defensive coordinator, but losing the NFC Championship game, lose the Super Bowl that you were in. Lose the NFC Championship game, lose the Super Bowl you were in. It's like a pattern, even with different names. Those are facts.
I get that. Yeah. But if Brock Purdy is one of the best quarterbacks in football, then you're going to be good for the next 5-10 years. Right. And so that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't understand.
Like, nobody's fighting on that.
He's 23.
Yeah, but
24,
what I didn't hear from you, partner, is, are you going to win a Super Bowl? Because that's what this is about.
I can't make that promise or make that prediction.
But what people are rebuking.
So you wouldn't take, you scoff at the notion that Brock Purdy as a franchise quarterback doesn't give this team a good shot year in and year out.
I'd be an idiot. My point is, this team has not won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And since 1994.
Okay.
Just think about that.
Okay.
That's a long-ass time.
Right. 30 years.
Okay. There are no guarantees.
Right.
And why Niner fans are not saying you're wrong, I believe they've gotten close three times, and it's not just okay to say, hey, we're getting there. So
I'm not
those
saying
losses
it's okay.
Mean,
I'm not
you
saying
know,
it's
don't
okay.
Hurt as much. It's perspective.
What? I get it. I feel like we're going in circles. Yeah. Like, nobody can promise anybody a Super Bowl title.
Right.
Nobody. So what's the next best thing? It's to be there year in and year out.
But you ask, why does everybody bring up the past? The past is something that they'll never forget because it ended in victory. It ended 1994 and the Jomon. That's why fans go back to the good times when they had a parade, when they won. It's not an indictment on the current regime, Stani. They're memories. Just like Mike talked about, you can never take those away. And if you're getting blue balls here in the last
decade.
Nobody's
saying that nobody wants the. I get it. Everybody wants the Niners to win a title. But you don't just get given those.
Well, and they haven't. They've earned the chance. So what I'm saying is,
we've got a regime here that has put together four NFC championships in 5 years without a stable quarterback position.
I think that's disrespectful to Jimmy, but go.
Why isn't he here?
Well, he flamed out.
Okay.
But he flamed up to where he got you to an NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl, minutes away from a victory. So when we talk about him like he's just mincemeat,
Brock Purdy's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Right?
Yeah.
So you got Brock Purdy. It's like, hey, you got your Josh Allen.
Just a quick update, you guys. Steve Weish will join us at 11:40.
Yeah, 11:40.
Just let me know.
Okay.
NFL Network, chief NFL reporter.
11:40.
Thank you.
11:40.
Steve Weish.
Stoney, I hope you understand what people are saying.
John Sally.
And you're not wrong.
No, I know I'm not wrong. You're wrong.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, I know. But
listen, there. I don't think
you know what this is about. Can I just tell you what I really think this is about? Yeah. If they say, "Goo, you got 1 minute left."
Yeah.
So get it out your pie hole now. Stoney, you're missing the component of being a fan. So when you say the ride and getting there is good and it should suffice a diehard, it doesn't.
Nobody is saying that what the 49ers have done suffices for a chip. Fine. Okay. You can't change the past. You can't. You got beat in the Super Bowl last year. All I'm saying is the idea that this year has to be the year. Okay, it's probably your best shot or your second best shot to win it. But if Brock Purdy is the real deal, I also believe it's very possible that the window might be wider in 2 years if they have to redo this team. Like that's what I'm saying. It's like I've seen Shanahan and Lynch build kind of two iterations of a team that went to a Super Bowl. And they went to two different Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks. It looks like they're going to have the same quarterback, somebody they love and think is damn good for the foreseeable future. So what I'm saying is, yeah, you want to win it this year. Of course you want to win it this year. But bigger than that, 2025 to 2030 looks like we're going to be pretty good if Brock Purdy's just like all these guys that I've listed.
Right. And okay, with that said, but how would you look at 2020 to 2025? Wouldn't you be like, you know what? We had a good run, but we didn't get it done.
Right. And what I would say is, give me five more years like that, and we'll win one. But you have to get to the playoffs first every single year. And I think, and this is where Kyle Shanahan comes in, and this is where I think that some people miss the boat on Shanahan. Mm-hmm. I believe that Shanahan is the kind of coach who, if he's got a quarterback like Purdy or Big Boy, it's like you're going to be in the mix every year. Every single year, if you can, you know, if he's healthy, at least that's what it looks like to me that these guys can do. And I'm talking about Lynch and Shanahan. So, yes, you want to win a Super Bowl this year. But what I'm saying is it's better than that because you guys are set up, the Niners, to be good for a while. It doesn't change the urgency. You still want to win a Super Bowl. I get it. But I'm here to say, aren't we excited about, yeah, we're excited about this year, but aren't we also excited for the next 4 or 5 years and see what Purdy turns into?
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying.
And that's predicated on him. And I would bet he's going to have a good year. But, Stoney, what if he doesn't? Then what are we looking at?
Well, you could say that for anybody.
Because Jimmy looked promising at the start and got him to the Super Bowl, and then we found out all his flaws and his inability to stay healthy.
I mean, you could say that about anybody. I'm just saying, if the 49ers decide Purdy's their franchise quarterback and he's as good as he's looked the last couple years, they've got action.
Right.
And maybe it'll look a little different, but I know what's going on here. It feels like you're not really that confident about Purdy.
Oh, no. No. I mean, the biggest flex is the Jimmy Garoppolo era under Kyle Shanahan. And to me, I thought Brock Purdy might have been a bigger flex, but nah, Stoney, watching Jimmy just, you know, do what he's doing in Vegas and kind of telling on himself, now he's with the Rams, it was like, wow, what a job Kyle did. And I think, and I've already told you and the listeners, I think Purdy's better than Jimmy at this stage, okay? But we're talking about winning a chip, and Bonte brought this up. At the, I know we're up against it, Stoney. Just how history would have been altered, and I got to get past this.
I'll say.
Yeah, had the Niners won one of those Super Bowls or won both, how would we be looking at Mahomes and Andy Reid? And the Niners and Kyle would have two rings, and Kyle would already be, is he the next hoodie? And it, and they were the minute this close from that, you know, being on the table. It's not. I got to deal with it. But I do wonder. Like, they didn't win those games, those Super Bowls, 50 to nothing, Stoney. Chiefs.
Right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Stoney and Guru with you. Once again, Steve Wyche from the NFL Network. He's going to join us at 1140. For Steve Wyche, that segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.